Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
You need three things to feel like you're gonna consistently be at your best so that you can perform, okay? We need these three things. Number one, full engagement. And you've heard this huge conversation worldwide about mindfulness. All it's saying is get here. Get in this moment. Put your body and your mind, whoop, like right here, like bam, get present. And you've got to be able to do that consistently over the long term, if you really want to succeed. And I know you already know that, but how many times, you know, have you found yourself just going through the motions? You know, you just kind of get up, you go over, you know, slam down that coffee or that morning shake, and then you're off to the day. But then you realize it might be 3-4 o'clock, and you haven't felt yourself all day. You know what I mean? You haven't felt your heart. You haven't noticed your breath. You haven't really observed your own attitude and your own thoughts. You've been sort of oblivious to other people because you're typing along, they come in and express a need, and you found yourself answering something, but they left the room and you don't even remember what you just talked about with them. You ever been there? So maybe you can score yourself. Let's be honest. If I parachuted into your life here and I followed you around the last 30 days and I said, how present are you being? One, you were not present. You were checked out, going through the motions. 10, man, you were just like, whew, aware. I mean, you had like that Dalai Lama awareness thing going on. You were just like vibrant and in the moment. You were just like right there and people could feel it. Where were you in the last 30 days? So I hope that as I talk through this with you today, there's not a sense of like, I figured everything out. You and me, we're gonna work on these high performance habits our entire life. When I talk about high performance habits, it's very different than other books about, you know, habit. Most books about habit are about just how do you form one so that it becomes unconscious and you don't have to think about it again. And I'm like, that's not the kind of habit that makes you succeed over the long term, ever. It's not unconscious competence that keeps somebody winning over and over and over. It's mastery. And mastery requires us to fully engage, and it requires us to be deliberate about our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, how we're doing our work. And so these practices we're gonna have to work at for life. And engagement is one of them. We all have our ups and downs of engagement throughout the day. Our goal is to get you to higher levels of those. And let me just give you a simple tool right off the bat. You need to set up some kind of trigger or triggers throughout the day that bring you back to presence in your work and in your relationships. I don't know what they are for you, but a trigger is when something happens, you teach yourself to do something else, right? It's like a cue happens, you trigger yourself. That's like the basics of like habit development. And what we're trying to get you to do is if A happens, then you do B to make you more present. Let me give you simple examples of mine. When I'm at home, and let's say I'm working and a family team, somebody comes into a room. One of my ways to get present with people is when I'm sitting down and somebody walks in and they want to talk, like if somebody comes into my office as an example at my house or here, one of the things I try to train myself to do is if somebody wants to talk, I stand up out of my chair and I engage them. Because if I'm sitting down, I might be like, yeah, and I don't really see them. So soon as someone, hey, Brendan, I try to get up, yes. And it's just a simple thing, right? Same thing with presence for me on my phone. If you looked on my alarms, there's all these little labels
that go off throughout the day. Same thing on my computer. Throughout the day, these little alarms are going off that are helping me kind of get back into the moment. You know, I, for myself personally, I meditate every day, and sometimes it's twice a day. In general, it's at least one meditation per day, 20 minutes. If you want to know how I do that to stay present and more engaged and fulfilled throughout the day, I have a video on YouTube you can check out called The Release Meditation Technique, RMT. We've taught RMT to over 2 million people now, have watched that video. I mean, I don't know how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of downloads by now of the tools or the sheets for those. And just go Google Release Meditation Technique and my name and watch that. But it's a practice that's conditioning presence for me. And we found a lot of high performers do meditate. Here's the interesting thing, though. We did not find that that one specific thing correlated with their long-term performance more important than the other things that are in this book. Meaning, maybe meditation was a part of them generating energy, which we'll talk about, but it wasn't the only thing that gave them the performance edge. Does that help? Because I think what's happened in personal development, especially today with like hackers, they're like, do this one thing and that one thing will make all the difference forever. And I'm like, no, I know a lot of people who meditate who are jerks. I know a lot of people who meditate, they're very calm, but they couldn't be productive out of a paper bag, okay? So it's never just one thing. What we found is it's a set of deliberate practices and habits that will help you get there, okay? So trust that I'm not giving one silver bullet here. We're doing a comprehensive training and approach to this conversation. I need you to be more fully engaged in your work, more fully engaged in your relationships, more fully engaged in your health. Because you know what people do is they disengage. And when you disengage from your relationships, you're out of presence. You're out of that finding of fulfillment. Because a lot of people ask, how do I find fulfillment? And maybe they see something that I'm doing online or something someone else is doing in their world and they say, oh, they must be so much more fulfilled than me because they're doing X, Y, and Z. And that's a big mistake. Don't make that. You know, I remember when I was, you know, coming up in the industry, I'd see some, you know, special, you know, some famous CEO and I'd see him, you know, traveling in luxury. Or I would see somebody, you know, oh, they had a big team or look at their big fancy house. And my mindset would be wrong, and it would be thinking, oh, well, they must be so much more fulfilled than me because they have those things. But more things aren't going to make you more fully engaged, and more things aren't going to make you more fulfilled. What will bring high performance, but that sense of engagement and fulfillment in life is this. How are you engaging the moment, the situations, the persons around you, and your craft? Those things are what really are mattering. Like, how are you engaging what you do have? I know people who say all the time, at the top levels, you know, who aren't high performing, right? They might have financial success, but they're not high performing in their life. Does that make sense? Maybe they're, you know, achieving a lot, but they're burning themselves out and they wreck their relationships. And I mean, who wants that life? But maybe they got some money. And I hear the ones who are not performing well, but maybe they got lucky, or maybe they did work really, really hard, but they blew up the rest of their life to do that. They'll often say things like, man, Brendan, I wish I could go back to a time when it was so much easier. I got all these things, a nicer house and higher thread count and fancier shampoo and whatever else they buy, I don't know. And they'll say, I got all these things, but I'm not happy. And their lack of fulfillment isn't going to be fulfilled by filling up their bank account a little bit more. It's just not where it's going to come from. Your next level of fulfillment and high performance is going to come from training yourself to more fully engage in the moment. Let me say it again. Your next level of fulfillment in life, literally life fulfillment, satisfaction, and high performance are both correlated, and we can measure life satisfaction scale, high performance indicator scale. Both those are strongly correlated with how you are deciding to engage in the moment. Where there's engagement and presence there really matters. If we can up those things, then the research in my interviews suggest that you'll be more fulfilled and you'll be higher performing. So score yourself. How are you really engaging the day? Are you conscious? Are you deliberate? Are you aware? Are you present or are you just going through the motions, man? And if you're just going through the motions, don't make the mistake I made when I was a young person. Okay, I'm still young. Don't make the mistake I remember making in my 20s so often, in that I would say, well, I'm not engaged because the work sucks. This job sucks, you know? I'm not engaged here because I don't like that coworker. And you cannot blame your level of engagement on anybody else. You control your level of engagement in life. You cannot blame anybody else. And soon as you do that, you're tearing yourself from your personal power, and you're guaranteeing that you're not going to fill your dream. Because what you'll end up doing is just, you know, it's almost like blade by blade of excuses and blame, you're knocking down, you know, your own potential. And so be very careful to ever blame engagement on other people or anything else.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
The second big one, though, is joy. Joy. If you're not as wealthy as you wanted to be, you're probably not as joyful on the wealth journey as you should be. I was amazed by this. The level of happiness that high performers have, I mean, that's a big life outcome in the measures of psychology, right? Whether or not people are happy. And there's lots of scales that have been conducted and used over the years to determine that. And we leveraged a lot of that to make sure that we validated our overall construct here. It was amazing to see how happy high performers are worldwide. Now, you think, well, no doubt, Brendan, they're performing well. Of course they'd be happy. Yeah, but one thing was really interesting. We think often the cart before the horse. We say, oh, well, you know, they became happy because they're high performing. But in my interviews, I often found that when somebody switched their attitude and became happy, in other words, generated happiness, then they started performing higher. It's like they're not happy just because they're wealthy. They got happy and started feeling wealthier in all areas of their lives. Right? The abundance came into their life. It's not like abundance came in, thank God, now I'm happy. It was reverse order. They chose positive emotions over and over and over and over and over, meaning they chose their attitude. They chose to be an optimist. They chose to be happy. And by choosing happiness in their life, it became easier to perform even the mundane tasks that you and I wouldn't like, and maybe we complain about a little bit. Meaning, coming from that place of a deep sense of gratitude, happiness, or joy, experiencing lots of joy, not because necessarily something gave you joy, but you brought the joy, that helps you get better. Like, if you're ever around me, it's pretty rare that I complain. I'll be very factual about like what I'm doing, like, how's it going? I'm like, it's bananas crazy. But I won't complain about it because I feel joyful in the opportunity to serve. I think that if you have the opportunity to serve, you don't complain about the work required to do it. You know? It's like you honor that part, that struggle, that difficulty to serve, but more than just like begrudging it, bring the joy. Look, there is a reason why worldwide the people understand the concept of whistle while you work. As soon as you say it, people go, oh, I know what that means. And it's not just because of Walt Disney, though he did a pretty good job on that one, right? It's because we know we should be happy engaging our day and not waiting for some delivery day when we finally become happy. If that sounds too common sense for you, okay, if I jumped into your life in the last 6 months and I looked at how much happiness you brought to the day, not took from it, you brought. I don't mean like, oh, well, Brendan, you could follow me around. My children brought me so much joy. I'm like, okay, that's one level, right? That's joy that the situations of the world can give you. But you know what? There's been a lot of turmoil in the world. Earthquakes around the world, by other major storms, by political turmoil, by, I mean, real difficulties of life. And I know that hardship because I grew up with some very difficult times, and I have supported people in the most difficult times of life, including death, by doing hospice work. I've seen a lot. And having coached for a decade, you can imagine, I talk about people's problems all day. I'm pretty familiar with people, how they handle them. And the person who can will themselves to choose happiness even amid that and bring it into the situations. But if you ever go volunteer at like, let's say, a soup kitchen, it's so obvious when you see a good volunteer. I mean, it's like, it's this. It's not that they know where everything is. It's that they are happily doing the work that most people would see. Like, I mean, you're like, well, man, the guy's sweeping the floor volunteering. And you think, I'm glad I didn't get that task, right? You could think that. But the guy would be whistling and having a good time and just so happy to be helping out. The people who are happy to be helping out are bringing joy into the situations of life. That's making them feel more happy, more engaged, and yeah, they perform better. Because you know what sucks? When you're just doing the grind and it's 10 p.m. at night and you hate the process. You know what I'm talking about? When it's 10 o'clock and you know you need to stay up till 2 in the morning, and it's a grind, and you identify as just, I just gotta hustle, and I just gotta grind right now. Guess what? That 10 p.m. till that 2 a.m., you know what that's gonna feel like? It's gonna hurt. That's what it's gonna feel like. I know, I was there last night at 10 p.m. going, I gotta go to at least 2 a.m. minimum. How am I gonna approach this next block of time? Am I gonna be like, oh, I can't believe I have to do this again. And we're like, I'm going to grind it out. No, I'm like, okay, I'm going to bring some joy to this process because if I can put some positive emotion on this, and guess what? 11, noon, 1, 2, let's rock. Okay, yes, sir. 11, midnight, 1, 2, let's rock. But I'm enjoying it. I'm having it. Like, if you actually saw me work, you're like, he must be on something. Why is he like that? And it's not caffeine. Trust me, ask my team. It's not. I have no caffeine in front of me right now. Sometimes I do, but nothing right now. Because I'm very susceptible to that. Some of you guys are too, you know? It's like if my arm got cut off and you gave me an Advil, it'd grow back. You know? It's like I'm very susceptible to things that I put in my body because I'm pretty clean in general. So I'll tell you, it's like, it's not that that gets me through. And what gets me through is joy. Write it down. I really mean this. Write it down in your journal. What gets me through is joy. What gets me through is joy. That attitude didn't just change my life. I found it over and over and over again in the top 15% of the top 15%. They engaged the work even when it wasn't sexy because of the attitude they brought to it. And you know this, again, I know it's common sense, but not common practice, but Viktor Frankl talked about it. The last of our human freedoms is the ability to choose one's own attitude. Next up, confidence. You got to start approaching your work with confidence. Same thing, listen to this. You think, and this might be your big stumbling block, so please listen. You think just as soon as you get more success, just as soon as you get more accolades, respect, support, money, experience, competence, a better community of people around you, then you will now have earned the right and the blessing to be more confident. Is it true? People wait for something to give them happiness. They also wait for something to give them confidence. And that was a stunner. Confidence was so strongly intertwined in the conversations between the six habits that we'll go through. It stunned me, even though I have a program called the Confidence Course. I still didn't know until we did this data to understand how important that is for people. So, but not to have it, to generate it. Your next level of performance at what you're doing does not only need to come from competence and community, which usually that's where people take it from, right? I get better at what I'm doing, so the more experience I have, the more easy it is for me to do, the more confident it is, right? That happens from experience. You might have the same thing in your genre or your career or your life. You've done it so many times, no problem, right? But there's an unconscious competence to that because you've done it so many times. But then there is a willed confidence that you're just saying, you know what? I'm gonna do this confidently. Write it down, my friend. Just write down, literally write down the words. I'm going to do this confidently. Just choose that. See, most people, they start bumbling into something and then they want it to give them confidence. When I first started doing videos or books, like my development was a little slow. Over my first couple years, I don't think I performed that much better. And it was because I kept waiting for something like some kind of like size of a stage or I don't know what I was waiting for to be more of a confident speaker. And then I was talking with a person who's very high performing and not even in my industry, but he was telling me about how he just decided to start owning his role in his business. He was the CEO of his business. He said, one day, Brennan, when I walked in the door, I don't know what it was for me, but I walked into the door, Brennan, and I knew I owned that space. You know, I was leasing it. He said, I didn't really own it because I owned the space I was in. And I realized these are my employees. This is my space. And he said, I just stepped in full to the ownership role of who I was. And he goes, instantly I became a better leader because I owned it now. I was confident that that's who I was and what I did. Nothing happened for him. No bigger paycheck, no more team, not any smarter, well maybe smarter by choosing a different disposition, right? I think a lot of intelligence is choosing the right disposition for how we need to serve. And he said, I just owned it. Well, I know it might be simple to think about, but let's ask about maybe are you in a relationship right now? Maybe you're married or you have a significant other, or maybe it's just if you think about a relationship you have with a family member, have you fully stepped into owning that role yet? Like with confidence. You know, I was working with a friend right now and he's having some challenge with his relationship with his wife. And I was over visiting with them and I saw even the way he brought things up. And so he was emasculated. He was a confident guy, but he wasn't being confident in his ability to love his wife. That makes sense? I've worked with Olympic level athletes, and if they don't bring the confidence on the field, they're gonna get smashed. And it wasn't like they needed 10 more training sessions. It's the mindset that we're walking into things. If we're not, you and me, on the same page here about this, it's going to be hard to make you another level of success for yourself, right? Because you can't feel like you're gonna be self-made unless you finally say, I'm gonna own this moment, I'm gonna bring some joy here, and I'm gonna do this confident. Maybe it's time for you to be more confident in the relationships and the roles that you play in your life, to really own them. If you're gonna be a good wife, own that and be a great wife, like know that as part of my identity, feel that, you know? If you're gonna be a great leader with your team, own that. Walk in the office tomorrow more confident than you have in 6 months for no other reason. I promise people go, whoa, what's up with you? And that feeling that you have, like that emotion, these things, presence with your team, joy with your team, confidence with your team, social contagion, baby. It'll spread. But you gotta bring it. You can't wait for your team to give it to you. You can't wait for skills to give it to you. You can't wait for support to give it to you. If we can get you pulling these three feelings into your life, we're gonna put you on the same deck as high performers.
All right, hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You achieved so much in your life, but to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brandon.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brandon.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do. Serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brandon.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brandon.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com. for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brandon Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at Kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com.